L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. Get on the grid. Sirius XM channel 159. I am Gabriel Morenci. Let's do this thing. We've got a stacked house tonight. Coach James Young back in the rotation. Steve Merrill with an early week appearance on the program. Donnie Wrightside. Dave Sherapan straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We do have a full house tonight, and we've got a bunch of baseball to break down. Dubsy will join us tomorrow. We'll hit the golf on Wednesday night's show. Serena Williams has been eliminated from Wimbledon, and the raging redhead Cam Stewart is in contention at Wimbledon. What's going on? Cam's a four seed.
Thanks.
What's up, Cam?
I'll take a four seed. That's amazing. I'll take it. Tough day though for the Canucks. Morenci, Oje Aliassim, he gets knocked out. He's the highest seed on the men's side, knocked out. He was a six. He was done in four sets. But interesting too. Berrettini, the guy was the finalist last year, he got COVID, so he's gone in the tournament. Makes it a little bit easier for Nadal and Djokovic to go deep in the tournament. But good start to Wimbledon, and it should be interesting there. But it was kind of a big upset. I expected the Canadian kid to go a little bit deeper than the first round.
I'm dealing with chaos here right now, Cam. So I don't know if you saw on Twitter, I got a 55-inch HD TV.
Nice.
55 inches. It takes up amazing. The entire wall. So of course I did not install it myself. I had a guy come over and put the thing on the wall and drill it in.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't want to fall in. So I could do it myself, but like Homer Simpson, it might fall
exactly.
Right? So I got it done. I also got a new couch and a coffee table. All right. So I've decided, I decided to upgrade. All right. So I decided to upgrade. So I've had a dude here for like 3 hours. And he's putting TVs up. He's making this and that. And I'm sort of like, bro, we're on the clock. All right. And two times he's like, oh, I don't have this. I don't have that. I'll be back. Had to go buy something. He came back. So it sort of took a little bit longer than I thought it was going to. So literally it got to about 5:48 and stuff. And I sort of got real. I was like, listen, bro, we got to wrap this up. Like, I was like,
Schneider,
basically, we got to go.
Get those tools.
Well, you know what
Schneider.
I did? Kept, I started picking up. I started picking up his tools. I was like, this is yours. This is yours. I was picking stuff up. I was packing for him. I was like, all right, this is your stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let's go. We get downstairs. His van is gone. The condo towed his van.
Oh my god.
He's raging.
Poor guy.
He's raging.
Oh, I'd be raging too.
He's currently in my lobby, like flipping out right now. I don't even know how this is going to play out and stuff.
Yeah.
I know he's got my keys because he had to get like in through the building with the fob. So I'm like, oh God. I'm like, here are my keys. I got a TV show to do. This is craziness. I got some dude yelling at my concierge in the lobby, right? He's like, I'm not paying for this. I'm like, well, I'm not paying. I'm not the one who got my.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you hire a fix-it guy, it doesn't say in the contract that you're the parking guy too. Like he's got to. I hate to say it. That parking's on him. Don't want to be a bad guy, but like if I was the judge, I go, you got to figure out your own parking. If something happened in the building, where something fell on him. That's on the building. But you did nothing to do. You hired him to install products. Sorry.
It's a good point. Yeah.
It is.
I still feel bad.
I do too. That's horrible.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Nothing's ever easy, including parlays. Last night, can't believe that. So the Yankee, I have a Yankee-Dodger parlay. I am Gabriel Moretz, so we're kicking over Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart. You already know that. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. So last night, we take the Yankees and Dodgers parlay, and the Yankees are losing 5-1 at the time that the Dodger game is about to start. So I'm like, well, I better take the Dodgers now since... And then the Yankees come back and win, and then the Dodgers screw me twice. Because the parlay would have won. And then a new bet that I made on the Dodgers lost. Oh, that was painful.
Cool.
And the whole reason
he
played
the best
that,
game of his career. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like you can't make this stuff.
1-8 in the last nine.
About from gambling. You said, right?
If you go this game, the Dodgers lose to bad teams, bro. This is what they do. They lose to bad teams, the Dodgers.
They do.
They'll beat the Braves, but they'll lose to the Pirates and the Rockies.
It's an excellent point, man. And I just find it hilarious, too. It's like, you know, we can break down numbers, all trends, this and that. The guy's a horrible pitcher. Guy plays the game of his life against the Dodgers, like, and pitching at Coors to begin with. But also, you said it, like, they get motivated for San Francisco. They get motivated for Atlanta, the team that knocked them out. It seems like they go through the motions against those bad teams. I hate to say it, Dodgers, but you got to beat the little guys. That's what the Yankees do. That's part of being the best, is you got to take care of your business.
Well, they are like 18, 19 games over 500.
They are, I know, but they should even be better.
They should be 30 games over 500,
yes,
like the Yankees?
Yes. That roster? Oh, big time.
The Dodgers
time.
Don't play Baltimore in 19 times. I'm sorry. Got to deal with San Francisco and San Diego. But I get it. There's a couple of games the Dodgers left on tape. You know what, though, Cam, honestly? It was a bad spot for the Dodgers last night. You know, they were in Cincinnati all week. Then they were in Atlanta. They played Sunday night baseball, the Freeman return. Then they're in Denver on Monday night. And another thing is, too, we shouldn't bet against teams from Denver. Right? Told you. National Lacrosse League, Stanley Cup champions. Not a Rockies, probably going a little bit of a run.
Yep.
I don't fully trust them tonight. Kershaw's on the hill here tonight. Hey, look, I've got Colorado season win total to the over. So to me, it's like, yeah, whatever. I've got them both to the over, so it is what it is. Somebody's getting me closer to my money. And actually, it's probably better if Colorado wins. The Dodgers are going to get there anyways.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Come.
All right, we got a little bit of an update here right now. They towed it, $153.
Yep. That's
$153, although he's going to dispute it right now. I told him, Cam, I'll kick in half of it. He said, let me know how it goes. I'll give you half.
I'm going to be honest with you. You don't.
I'm not covering all of it. Like half of it, I think is fair.
No, no, no. I think that's more than fair. And remember, you hired him to repair a TV and do other things in your house. You're not the parking authority. You got to make that. That's the thing. And these guys don't care. That's the thing. Like, you got to. You know Vancouver and Toronto, Gabe. The minute you're not there for your car for 1 minute, those guys are waiting for you. They're having a smoke going. I hope this turkey spends 5 more minutes in this store. Donnie knows. That show on A&E used to be Parking Wars in Philadelphia. They love giving people tickets. Love it. It's their pleasure. Oh, we got another one. It's unbelievable.
That show was the best. People were angry, man, going down to the ticket office in Philly. It. What's going on, Donnie?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, man. Both those guys, you look both ways. You go into the store real quick to pick up a sandwich. You come out. There's 6 parking meters around you, all trying to give you that ticket. Yeah, we know about that in Philadelphia for sure.
All right. So it's always something. Never an easy day in the city. All right, we got Major League Baseball on the board here, Donnie. A lot of games going on, so let's get right after it here. I'm going to go in rotation, all right? I'm going to go in rotation, and I'll throw this one first to Cam because it's the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Washington Nationals.
Yep.
Seems to be in your wheelhouse.
It is, Gabe. As you said, I love those stinky, smelly garbage dump games. And tonight, I'm actually going to take a shot with the Nationals at the small price. And they're playing a little bit better. Pittsburgh blew that lead last night. We covered on the run line, lost on the money line. But I'll tell you, Gabe, the Nationals at home, laying 26 cents with Corbin. I'll give them a chance tonight against Quintana. I think Washington, just at home with the lineup, they're starting to play a little bit better. No, give me the Nationals in this spot. It's a small play. It's not my favorite, but I'll bet Washington tonight.
Donnie, I'm going to pass on this game. Any opinion?
Yeah, no real opinion on that, but I think in Cam's direction there, you got 8 batters from the right-hand side going up against Quintana. Should stack up well here. Short favorite for a reason. If Corbin's a favorite, there's got to be something to it here.
Yeah. Good call, Donnie.
I've done pretty well in baseball I've been staying away from the really bad games, and I try to stay away from the really good games, like the Astros-Yankees type stuff. Like, some of them are just too tough. I don't like picking on the really bad games, and then the really tough games. I've done well by staying away from them. But this leads us into 2 hot teams here, Donnie and Cam. So the Philadelphia Phillies, 18-6 in their last 24. They've lost Harper, but the Braves are 19-5 in their last 24 games. You got 2 good pitchers on the hill here tonight, Donnie, with Wheeler. Wheeler struck out 10 Braves. It was a season high the last time he pitched against these guys. And meanwhile, you've got Charlie Morton going for the Braves tonight, who has struck out 40 batters in his last 25 innings over his last 4 starts. Morton's unbeaten over his last 9 starts, actually. What do you make of this game, Donnie, tonight?
Yeah, maybe home field advantage plays a little bit for the Philadelphia Phillies. If you take a look at the pitching matchup, for me, Zach Wheeler's the better pitcher than Morton. But if we're looking at lineup to lineup, that Atlanta Braves lineup profiles very well against right-handed pitching. But again, it's not your average right-handed pitcher. Zach Wheeler's a very good pitcher, and he should quiet those bats down. So the issue is going to be from a Philadelphia Phillies offensive side. If you look at Schwarber leading off a 323 ISO power number versus right-handed pitching this year, the rest of the lineup is disastrous. Even weighted on base percentages here. Now, if Bryce Harper was in, would that have made a huge difference? Probably not, because that would only be 2 positive at-bats here from the left-hand side going up against Morton. This is going to be a tough one to draw out. If I'm looking at anything in this game, it's actually the under 7.5. Seems low in Philadelphia with these 2 lineups, but I got to tell you, I don't see much hitting out of the Philadelphia Phillies here. If they're going to win, it better be 3-2.
Donnie's saying the under, Cam. I'm looking at the underdog here with the Atlanta Braves at +106. What do you think about this game?
Actually, wow, we have 3 different picks on it. I like Philadelphia tonight, and then it's strictly, I'm worried about their lineup, but I think Zach Wheeler can shut down Atlanta bats. This guy's just been phenomenal, and I like this team at home. I think it's a very short price. Philadelphia, they can still win without Harper. I believe in this team, Renzi, and I'm going to lay it down with the Philadelphia Phillies at home tonight. And like Donnie, I would think this is going to be a lower scoring game. Asking both these teams to get 8 runs with these pitchers, I think it's a little bit much. I think the Phillies win this game like 4-2, 4-3, just stays under the number. Give me Philadelphia.
We should note that there's no Ronald Acuna tonight either. Ronald Acuna for the Atlanta Braves. Excellent. Swanson, Darnell, Olsen, Riley, Ozuna, Ford, Arcia, Duval, and Harris. Starting lineup for the Atlanta Braves this evening. Like where Donnie's going here with the under. I feel it. I feel like this will be a lower score in baseball game as well. All right, so we got Montas on the hill here tonight against Sears. Yankees minus 198. Donnie, any opinion on the Athletics and the Bronx Bombers? Total is 8. Feels kind of low. What do you make of this game?
It does feel kind of low, but what do the Yankees actually have to do to win tonight? Score 2, 3, maybe 4 runs? Now, yesterday might have been a little bit of an anomaly from the Oakland Athletics bats, but also, you're taking a look at Montas is a decent major league pitcher. Sears is a guy that we're like, okay, what can we get from? I'm not in the betting situations with a heavy favorite because a lot of times in baseball, it is a head-to-head pitching matchup. So if you're looking for a dog in this, learn your lesson from yesterday. Just go head-to-head Montas versus Sears. Don't worry about innings 6, 7, 8, and 9. So if you're looking for a big dog, it would be Oakland for first five. Outside of that, I'm not betting this game either way.
Sears is a fine store, and I think he's a fine pitcher. Yeah.
Sears go under?
Sears catalog.
I'm not sure if it's a, hey. Sears catalog.
Go bankrupt.
It used to be a fine book. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Didn't Sears go bankrupt? Yeah.
Yeah,
Sears go bankrupt betting on Sears. Sears stock and Sears pitching. Donnie, puts you in the poorhouse.
That's true.
I don't know, he allowed 3 hits in 5 innings and a 2-1 win over Baltimore on May 25th. That's all we really have here with Sears. Didn't work out too well for me last night, Cam, with Seabold. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That didn't work. All right, so listen, I'm not trusting the Athletics here.
I am. I know it's a little bit of a leap of faith, but I think this is my dog. And I'm with you, Don. Donnie, I'll do it both.
How about last night, Cam? It was 5-1. And the Yankees
That's the thing. It's never over with the Yankees. These guys love playing with fire. They love coming back. But I think we have a significant pitching mismatch early in this game. So, Donnie, I agree with the first five. I usually don't play them. But in this case, Yankees always find magic at the end of the game. So, Judge, late home run, late hit. Oh, they do it again. I'll take my chances with Oakland plus 1.5. I'll take Oakland first five, Gabe, and I'm going to take them a sprinkle on the money line. This is my underdog tonight. The Yankees, this is the night I'm going to take the A's, and hopefully they can get it done. This price, $2 with Sears, no thanks. I'll take my chances. I know it's stupid betting against the Yankees, but these are the things I do. Give me Oakland.
One thing that we should note, the Athletics are 5-18 in their last 23 games. I'd throw that out there.
Not very good. Not good at all.
Like even with they could have a pitching advantage. I mean, we're talking about a team. They get swept by the Royals.
Boy.
They lose 2 or 3 to the Royals, whatever it was last week. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to the series. I asked you, Cam, because I figured you were watching it. You had money on it.
Yeah, they got 2. Yeah. The Royals got 2. Oakland.
And they nearly no hit them or something. I don't know.
It's tough. Gabe, you know what? Sometimes though, we take leap of faith. Dogs win. Colorado, you're right. Like they beat LA, the Dodgers. It was a bad.
You're getting plus 166. I think Donnie's first five is the way to go if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm doing.
Just take a good pitcher and get away with it.
All right, Donnie, what do you think of the Red Sox and the Blue Jays? I rolled the dice last night saying, oh, I'm getting plus 164, plus whatever with the Blue Jay, with the Red Sox versus the Jays. It backfired. Seabold got lit up. The Jays bats came alive. Vlad Guerrero Jr. is killing it at home right now. This guy's got 7 home runs in his last 13 home games, 14 RBIs at home. So the Blue Jay bats might be starting to come alive. We got Stripling versus Waka on the hill. Cam, I'll throw it to you first, although you are kind of a homer when it comes to the Toronto Blue Jays.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haul away, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I am. I'm not going to deny it on the show.
Blue Jays on the card tonight.
Yeah, it'll make the card. I hope Stripling pitches the way he did in his last outing. He was fantastic. But I'll say this, too. Watch out for Alejandro Kirk. The guy's that's the thing. This guy's on fire, so they can't just walk him to get to Guerrero. They're pitching to him, and that's an absolute nightmare. These Jays are raking. Kirk is a monster. Give me the Blue Jays.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll hit Alejandro Kirk on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Get on the grid. Kicking it with Ranger Reddit, Cam Stewart, Donnie Wrightside in the house. Steve Merrill will join us. Sheriff Pan will step up and in. Coach James Young, we got a full house here. All right, so we're talking about the Boston Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Red Sox have been scorching hot. They got lit up last night. Toronto Blue Jays starting to really crush it when they played home. I was talking about Guerrero. Guerrero's got 14 RBIs in his last seven home games. He's actually just, he's been killing it. He's got 7 home runs and 14 RBIs in the last 13 home games. He's hitting 360. So I was wrong last night. I sort of feel like, Cam, the Blue Jays are ready to go on a little bit of a run right now. They never really gotten hot. Maybe this is the start of something. And maybe Boston are ready for a little bit of a regression after winning 32 out of their last 44 games. And another thing is, for whatever reason, sort of like when the Yankees always beat the Blue Jays, the Blue Jays, Cam, are now 6-2 their last 8 against the Red Sox. The Blue Jays have beaten the Red Sox often for whatever reason. You like them tonight, Donnie? You're a neutral bystander here. No bias.
I think you got the better. I think got the better pitcher here with the Toronto Blue Jays and Stripling. Now, if you just take a look at ERA, which I don't use all that much, Waka does have a better overall ERA, but those advanced metrics like Sierra and XFIP numbers, they are in the favor of Stripling tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays. So that -140 price, -144 there for a reason. I think the Jays could take care of business again. I do.
Blue Jays 6-2 against the Red Sox. All right. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be on the wrong side again. I was on the wrong side last night. I bet the number last night. But I think the Jays, I can see the Jays lighting it up again. Bichette's starting to hit the ball right now. Like I said, their bats are starting to come alive. And Jays are a good home team. So I'm going to ride the Jays with you, Cam. Okay, it's Blue Jays. Let's play ball.
Let's play ball, baby. Let's have some
all
fun.
Jayed
Let's
up.
Play ball.
Ball.
Houston Astros and the New York Mets, another big-time series here. This is a good one. Got Valdez. Versus Carrasco. Donnie, what are your thoughts on this one? These two teams do not play each other very often. So it's a cool, unique matchup here. Mets have exceeded expectations, and the Astros are doing their thing. Coming off the series with the Yankees, now they get the Mets. What's your take on this? I'm liking the Astros, to be honest. I think the Astros are going to go in here and do some damage.
Yeah, hard not to like the Astros. I mean, a very good lineup in there. Not saying that the Mets lineup isn't bad tonight in there, but you have two starting pitchers that are decent. You also have two very good bullpens, two teams that in the top of their divisions here, ready to do battle. You know what I like even more is actually the under in this game. It was 8.5 a little bit earlier in the day, creeping down to the 8. I still like it at the 8. I think this is like a 4-2, 4-3 type ball game here. And as the adage goes, it takes 9 to beat me. I'll lean on the under between these two tonight.
Cam, what are your thoughts on the Stros and the Mets?
This game, man, I'll tell you, you got a gun to my head. I don't know what to do.
I was just saying I don't want to bet on tough games, and I'm saying I like the Astros.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know what to do with this game. I'd probably just ride Donnie in the under. I like the pitching's good.
I like how you have like no hesitation when we ask you about Pittsburgh and Washington. But
I feel
we ask you about the
better.
Mets and the Stros. You're like, oh, I don't know. I don't think I'll bet that. Like,
hey, got to know where you are. That's where I like to go.
No, you
hanging out at the garden.
You know your role. You're staying in your lane.
I'm basically like a seagull. I'm a seagull or a bear at the local dump. That's what I do. I'm like hanging out with the trash.
So like Saturday afternoon, so you're not betting that CBS SEC game, right?
Nah.
Florida, whatever. That's not your wheelhouse at all.
No, UAB,
Florida,
Southern Miss.
Tennessee game.
Yeah, you got it, Moretzi. Yeah, or something low grade. UTEP. Let's see, I bet the Miners.
I'm betting them all.
Yeah, I bet them all. I actually bet. I don't
bet them all.
I'll bet the SEC game, but I like the bad games.
Hey, I want to ask you, Dottie, actually, your Philadelphia Stars.
Ah,
yeah, I know you got the Eagle Vince.
We're
going to
be champions?
Trophy. Yeah, you're going to get a USFL trophy for the set? You got to get one.
I'll be there. I have to take a picture. Exactly. Yeah, I got to stack it up right next to it in the back. Exactly.
Yeah, on the other side.
Hey, what trophy is that? You know what? I'm not
USFL.
Sure what trophy that even is. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it looks like, actually. You could offer me $1 million. What is the USFL trophy?
Good call. What does it look like?
They'll send it to the team in the mail. It's probably not even made yet. Like, oh, by the way, first year, yeah. We'll get sometime around late
the
August.
Game's contractor. You got to put it together.
They give you a picture of it.
Power drill. Yes.
Hey, but all kidding aside, the Philadelphia Stars are playing in the final. Even
What's
though
a
they
line?
Haven't played in Philadelphia before.
We got a line?
They're getting four and a half.
Ah, neutral site.
They're kind of live, actually. Mm.
Man.
Not alive. I thought they were live last week. We looked to middle it last week. I teased the Stars, and I had the Generals on the money line, and God, I thought I was smart. Man, I was, dude, it was 14-13 with like a minute left.
Yeah.
And I was actually in full Barry Horowitz mode, Cam.
Yep.
Like, I was like, God, you're a genius. I was like, I told people the Generals would win, but they wouldn't cover, and to tease the other side, and it's 14-13. And then boom, they returned a kick. They returned
kid
a punt for a touchdown to win a game with like a minute left. Yeah.
Unreal.
Boom. That was it. Boom. Yeah. Cam, I was like, oh, maybe I'm not so smart.
You is know what it is, Rancy?
That's pretty badass.
That seems to be it. Wow. It looks pretty wild. It's very artsy.
Oh, whoa.
That's the old one or the new
that
one?
On.
Oh, that's
what
old
I was going to say. It looks a little dated. They should bring that back.
Like
run it back.
I agree.
I don't mind. This is not a bad looking show.
David, it looks awesome. That's the trophy. Let's go.
Get Gabe's hovering helmet in there because this one hovering. You spin
yeah, yeah.
It around.
It's a hover helmet. That'd be you're right.
That's amazing.
I like this. I actually don't mind that trophy.
No, it's good.
It's not bad.
Put that up on the mantle behind me. If I can get a piece, how much do you think that's going for on eBay, Cam? $400? The original? How much is the original?
Yeah. I'll say under.
I wonder where I'd like to know where's this trophy?
Probably
right
in some
now?
Bankruptcy sale. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in a storage locker somewhere. Like, I don't know where the hell it is.
Where is it?
Whoa, it's who it is.
Wow.
Okay. So it's under a good lock and key.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame has the USFL original trophy. I guess, yeah, in the bankruptcy sale. They bid. Jeez. That'd be great to be
the $1 offer. They paid Trump. That's where it came from.
We got a Herschel Walker's helmet here. $9. So we got Herschel Walker's jersey here for the Doug Flutie. I'd be like, all right, some pretty good memorabilia there. Some pretty good USFL. Reggie White played. Jim Kelly. Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
Pat Swilling, all sorts of guys. Yeah, no, they're studs, man. Steve Young.
USFL was good. So you haven't watched much of the USFL, Donnie?
I haven't watched much of it, no. Uh-uh, I haven't.
For shame.
Like us in Philadelphia, I didn't even know we had a team, until you told us we had a team. I just found out 5 minutes ago.
I know you just found out what I told you. You're like, guys, sir, line on that. Can you bet on that stuff? Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's stick to the baseball. Donnie's focused on baseball.
Yeah.
Donnie's focused on baseball, and Kevin Walsh is focused on the Lakers. He's focused on the Lakers. And Kyrie, I love Kevin Walsh the other day. He's like, the only option Kyrie has is to play for $6 million for the Lakers. I'm like, dude, like, what are you, insane? He's going to turn down $38 million play for $6 million? All right, great job, Parker. There's the trophy.
Yes,
oh, that's nice. That's a little World Cup look.
Here's the thing. The other one had the nice USFL with the stars.
It looks too much like the Vince Lombardi, this one.
Exactly,
I like the other
Marazzi,
one.
You nailed it. Yeah. It needs more USA color. I want to see stars and bars, baby. That's what I
don't mind
see.
A nice brash USFL logo on it, too, somehow.
I agree.
Like diamond or something. Like, get that nice USFL on the top.
Like, guys, like, that's too much. Like,
it's too generic. Dude, go back to the old one. The old one was better.
Yeah.
The old one's a helmet. Imagine these guys like picking it up over their head after it. That'd be like stoked. Like,
come on, guys. You got to put the USFL logo on it. It's just silver. Anyway, you're right, man. I like
the old one better. All right, that's the old one. Let's get the new one again.
Yeah.
That one sucked. Where's the decals?
I like the old one better.
Sold.
This one looks like a Vince Lombardi knockoff. What's that? Look at that. I think they have a little mini USFL logo in the middle there, Cam.
Well, it looks like a video game trophy.
It does not suffice compared to old USFL. That's a friend.
It looks like a fantasy football league trophy. You're right. It's like when you go to the trophy shop and I want a Vince Lombardi knockoff for my fantasy league, whatever. Like, here you go. Like,
exactly.
It's too. Yeah. Like, it's not unique enough.
That's our Vince McMahon trophy from our fantasy league. It's exactly the same as that. That's not real, man. Sucks.
Show me the helmet one more time, just because it's so cool. I like this helmet.
Yeah, bring some history.
The helmet.
I want to see these guys holding a helmet over their head after they. Yeah. That's awesome.
Look at the.
How do you hold the trophy?
It's got
the
American flag in it. Look at it with the red, white, and blue, the stars and stripes. That other one has got no.
United States Football League. Yes. Exactly.
Can carry with a six pack. Looks nice.
See, we should be in these boardrooms renting and just tell these guys. Oh,
exactly.
They come up with a trophy idea. Like rip.
Yes.
This is a.
Come on.
They got it. If I was in charge here this week, I'd say we're switching trophies. We'll change our mind. We're switching. And it's the here's the XFL championship, the $1 million game.
This is different.
The Mets actually says it on there. That's brutal.
it's so bold. It's just like $1 million game.
That just screams Vince McMahon. That just screams Vince McMahon. That logo just everything.
Each player got $3.22 out of that. My goodness.
Remember those poor guys, they put the ball, remember the kickoff? They put the ball in the middle. They both run for it. It's like the first week someone broke their neck. They're like, all right, this is maybe not a good idea. Like,
All
right, best bet, Donnie. What do you got for us baseball tonight?
Two things tonight. Nolan Arenado for my dinner Tuesday wager at a +370 price for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Right.
My favorite team total tonight, the Texas Rangers over 4.5 against Haseley. And those...
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Royals. So there you go, Cam. Tune into the Royals tonight. Get a winner.
Yes, we're on Texas last night.
I was on Texas last night. They treated us well. Okay. Maybe we'll go back. I think they're starting to heat up a little bit, too. Ride the streets.
Let's go, Rangers.
Great stuff, Donnie. Thanks, Donnie.
Thanks, guys. See you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Arezzi. We're kicking it. Steve Merrill is going to join us. We got more baseball picks. Dave Sharapan, me and Cam will take a look at the board as well. Just we do have that USFL championship game. That's Sunday night. Sunday night. And just for the record, the USFL was extended, Cam. So yes. They've made it through the year. And the television networks have extended their deal for next year as well. Next year, the XFL steps up it in. And you know what? One thing people didn't really realize this about the USFL this year is ESPN doesn't talk about them.
No, they
like
don't.
At all. Like at all, all. Like they have, there's a reason though, Cam. Why? Like, because they have the rights to the XFL. So ESPN's going to come out strong with the XFL in 6 months or whatever. They didn't want to build up the USFL. So it's very difficult if you're a league to get any traction if ESPN's not covering you. So the fact that they were able to pull off getting like basically the television numbers that they did without any sort of push, look at the difference in the NHL. Like the NHL numbers this year, Cam, in the Stanley Cup Finals were up like 22%, 31%, like massively from NBC to ESPN. Because NBC never promoted it. They just sort of put it on. You know, so NBC had the rights. They put the game on. But ESPN has the machine of Sports Center right all day, game. Highlights of all day, right? Yep. It's sort of like that's where you need to be in the forefront on Sports Center. Otherwise, you're not a rally. You're kind of, it's hard. So I'm just saying the USFL did a good job this year without ESPN support.
And another thing is, you know the way they handled, and no offense to NBC, but they do this with the golf. It was on, so you're going to the Golden Nugget, or you're staying somewhere in Vegas. Where's the game on? And this is the playoffs when my brother was there. NBCSN, okay, you're in your hotel room. No game. Everybody's got ESPN on their dial. That's the thing. They were putting these games, playoff games, like a Flames Avalanche playoff game when we were down there on channels that they don't even have on regular TV. So we're going, you know, we're going to the D or going to another bar. You said it. ESPN, click. Oh, there we go. The playoff game's on. You said it. Barkley, all these other guys in the NBA with TNT were doing cross promotions. It was good for the National Hockey League, buddy. It was very good for them.
Well, yeah, it was. You're right. Like an NBC didn't even want it on NBC. So they put it on their, sometimes it was on Discovery or the USH.
Yeah, like after American Greed. American Greed, then playoff hockey.
Yeah, the CNBC like, what? Or whatever. The CNBC, yes. Yeah, CNBC after the crime shows. It's all day American.
It was the best. The crime show.
Because I remember George Kurtz getting mad last year. I don't even know where the damn game is on, the Islander game. I can't even find it. Like, he's looking around. Like, he's like,
that's funny.
He's like, it's on USA Network. But no, I'm just saying, like, you look at the CFL. The fact that it's on ESPN this year, betting is up, right? The books are getting more action on it because people see it. And you're right, right? Like these other networks, everybody gets ESPN. Not everybody gets like CBS Sports Network. And like, you know, like these conferences, Cam, they do the same thing. Like the Mountain West used to have a good thing going and they were on ESPN. And CBS Sports Network came along and said, oh, you know what? You guys don't get treated like big stars at ESPN. You're just on ESPN. We'll make you guys like the showcase conference of our network. But like you said, nobody gets the damn network.
Exactly.
Right? So it's like, all right, we got paid from you, but now we're out of the spotlight. And oh yeah, now we can't recruit because we're never on TV. Because at least kids know, oh, I don't see you on ESPN, man. I have ESPN. I don't see you on ESPN. Yeah. Right? Because if you're a college coach, you want to tell the kid, listen, we're on ESPN. We're on ESPN 2-4 times. We're on ABC 3 times this year. You want to tell the kid you're going to be seen. You're going to be on TV every week on a big time network. But yeah, the NHL tweeted up about the NHL ratings, 5 million viewers, Cam, they got. They peaked at 5 mil the other night, which is very good for the NHL. So I think it's crazy they're playing hockey in the summertime, but people are watching. So what do I know? No, that's why they should put
you could both be right, Gabe. They are crazy, and you're right. Two things can be right at the same time. That you can't be it's playing true. Hockey into July. It needs to. We have to change the season. It has to end at least in June at the latest. I'd prefer it even end earlier than that, but me and you aren't in the boardroom.
Well, they should start it a month earlier, but yeah, Gary. Yes. Gary's never listened to me once ever, Cam. In 25
Gary
years.
I don't think he's listened to any of them. Over under listening to us once in 25 years. 0.5 under. Yeah, you're right. Never. Not once.
Chances of Gary Bettman listening to me, slim and none. Otherwise, it'd be a team in Quebec already, Gary.
Yeah, but, come on, Gary.
You can't argue the financial success of the National Hockey League under Gary Bettman. True. That's one thing that you can't dispute. All right, so, you know, I'm sort of buying time, Cam. You know, I don't like giving the money back. I've been crushing the football. Right? I've been killing
the CFL.
Gotta
wait for the CFL.
Crushing the USFL. I don't like it. I lost a couple hundred bucks betting baseball last night due to my own Dodgers. Not a fan of this, Cam. So I'm looking for wins tonight, buddy. Looking for wins. What's the best bet on the baseball board here?
Best bet on the baseball board. Holy jeez. Okay. Let's take a look here.
So the Pirates. Is it the Nationals?
That's a loaded question.
Nationals?
You know what? I will say this, though. I know this is risky. And Freeland,
I'm going to take the Nationals.
I love the Nationals tonight, buddy. That's one of my top games. I don't care if I'm a bear hanging out at the dump. The Los Angeles Dodgers lost to Cool last night. So, everybody, you know what? This is the night game. When a team like them, I'm coming back with Kershaw.
You said they lose again the Dodgers tonight?
No, they do not lose again tonight. No, I think they murder Colorado. I think they win like 12-5. I'd probably take the over in the game. I think the Dodgers might get 10
Kershaw's
themselves.
Pitched well since he's come back. He has pitched well.
I'm taking the Dodgers, and it's going to be in parlays, and I have to take them on the run line. Obviously, I don't lay juice like 220. So I will take the Dodgers in a parlay, and I'll take the -1.5. I don't know if it's the best game on the board, but and you know me, Gabe. Like, I like home dogs, but not after that game. I think the Dodgers are going to, like, eat Colorado up tonight.
I'm just going to chip away. It is what it is. I'll take Washington -126. Atlanta Braves +108. Toronto Blue Jays -144. Houston Astros -120. And we haven't gotten into the Milwaukee-Tampa game yet. This is a tough one. This is the type of game where I'm like, God, I don't want to bet this game. The total is 6.5.
See, that's
a low total.
You got Woodruff and Baz, and a guy's got a gun to your head and says, you need to pick the winner of Milwaukee at Tampa Bay tonight. This game, to me, is like pick. Like, it's just Milwaukee, Tampa. You know, what are you going to do? It's tough. Like, that's
it's a low number, but I don't want to bet the over. But it's like, really? Between these two? It's like, it's
exactly.
Cy Young on the hill here tonight against Sandy Koufax. 6.5.
I almost
tough game
over, but that feels like a bait line. 6.5.
What about?
Yeah, I'm going to know it.
What about Minnesota? Can Minnesota smash Cleveland? Okay, will Plinkington get plinked tonight? The pitcher's Plinkington. Plinkington.
They won Well, here's the thing, Gabe. Cleveland came back and won that first game. That's the second game of the doubleheader tonight. Cleveland beat them 3-2 this afternoon after trailing. They scored.
God, you're right. I hate doubleheaders. God, you're right. I hate
Minnesota. Minnesota's going to be angry, man. They let that one slip away today. I have a lean to Minnesota. We'll see. Let's worry about our other stuff first, but I don't know, man. Like, I know what I like. I like Minnesota. What's the word under the like? I kind of want to take Minnesota. I don't know too much about this. This is another tough game. Like, God, these games are tough. It's a hard one.
This is the definition of robbing a bank, the same bank, 2 days in a row. We hit the Twins last night.
Yeah, but
I hit the
today.
Cardinals. What about exactly? So it's a doubleheader. Weird part coming back. I don't know. Kim.
I will say this. I know you're.
I'm passing on this. I'm going to pass.
I'm not going to ask you to. You know what? I'm probably going to small plan the Twins. I'm going to do this, and I don't advise
this
anybody
next
else
one?
Doing this.
What, the Marlins?
I know exactly what? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and there we go.
I know. No. But let me explain myself.
No, I don't.
Let me explain myself. I'm just going to explain myself. Like, basically, okay, I'm already at the bank, and you got me. Just let me explain. I like the fact that this kid pitching is good for Miami, and they got murdered the night before. Love coming back. It's an old betting thing, Gabe. It's like the pride thing. I think the Marlins show up tonight, and they're dogs against the Cardinals. I'm betting them. I'm not advising anybody else to do it. I like the fish tonight. Give me the fish as a dog. Plus one, was it 128, 126? What am I getting now? Something juicy? Yeah, 128.
You're getting plus 128.
I like it. Give me the Marlins tonight at plus 120.
Last night, I added the Cardinals as a last-second addition, and I'm glad that I did. I'm glad that I did. It was an easy win. But I will say one thing with Dakota Hudson is he's a little bit erratic. He struggled over his last, you know, two of his last three starts. He gave up 5 earned runs and 6 earned runs. But he also had a month before that where it was like 1-1-2 type thing. So, you know, he's had a rough patch over, you know, two of the last three starts. I get that. Except St. Louis are just so much better than Miami are.
They are. They are.
You know, it's minus 150. I hit it last night, but I'm not going to call you out for it, Cam. You've got your theory about the bounce back after the blowout. And Dakota Hudson can be flammable. He can be flammable. Hey,
I didn't bet Miami yesterday, and I told you and Dave that was a good pick. And I should have bet the Cardinals with you, but I have a season total on Miami. That was a great pick by you guys. But
well,
tonight,
it felt like a trap. Totally remember, it was like score. Wainwright was only 130 or whatever. It was low.
It was a good. That was just a bad line by the lines makers. Tonight, on the other hand, Dakota Hudson can be really, really bad. But you're right. He also
That's
had
a good point, though, Cam. Last night's pitcher was better for the Marlins. And Wainwright was better, and he was a short favorite now. It's like they adjusted tonight after getting burnt last night. So exactly. Now I could argue you're actually getting more value with Miami. In a weird way, I get
it. You're listening to me. Logical. I'm in handcuffs, but we're agreeing with each other. Excellent.
Well, they screwed up last night, and now Dakota Hudson's not as good as Adam Wainwright is. And now they got him as 52 cents because, St. Louis beat him up last night. It's the classic, like, day late, dollar short. The odds maker's a day late, dollar short this time.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's why I'm betting Miami.
Cincinnati and Chicago. Oh, boy.
Another tough one. Yeah. God, this card is
scrappy. It's a scrappy play tonight.
Imagine, Gabe, we were in like a storage locker, like we're in trouble, and they go, you guys got to win. Like,
this is storage wars, this is what you got.
Man,
Keegan Thompson's a pretty good pitcher.
He is. I kind of like the Cubs there.
Castillo's on the trading block. He's showcasing himself to get traded to a good team.
I'm going to pass. I got to pass.
It's the wind blowing out there. The total's 9. Feels like an under to me. It's a contrarian under.
You know what? I don't even mind that under. That total could be high. Those pitchers
are a little high.
You know what? It does. I think.
But like I said, Castillo, Cam, only has a couple of starts with the Reds left. It's getting real right now. So the better he pitches, the better team he ends on. He knows this. Right? So he's showing up. This is not just a thing for him. Same with Montas tonight. Big, like, there's numerous people watching tonight, like Montas in Oakland, all the scouts and everybody, like, you know what I mean? Montas and Castillo are pretty much amongst the two biggest pitchers out there available, actually.
You are absolutely right. And I think both of them are going to pitch a lot better than people think tonight as well.
Or they get lit up under the pressure. Okay.
I hope not. Oakland.
I don't know. I'm gonna look at this. We got till 8 o'clock. I'm gonna find out about the wind blowing in or out here at Wrigley.
That's important.
This is the one stadium where I care about the weather, Cam. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I'm like, I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Yep. This is the one stadium where it matters. There's a reason why they don't set the totals until mid afternoon with these games. They gotta figure out because there's a massive difference, man, at that stadium. The wind's blowing in, it does go under. If it's the blowing out, then every fly ball just sails out there. All right, we'll get it.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I will go back to Texas. Let's pick on Kansas City. Sorry, Elton.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. We are on the clock. 7 o'clock Eastern baseball. We're not doing this with the enthusiasm of paying a bill. We're doing this with the enthusiasm of buying a scratch lottery ticket. We're hoping for the best.
I love that analogy. That's great.
Yeah, yeah, Ken. Not quite. We're not paying like the. Remember that Oilers night? I was paying a bill. I was like, yeah,
it's
the Oilers.
Like, it's the Peter Griffin line. $100? Yeah, it's just take my money.
No, now tonight, Ken, it's like a scratch ticket. Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. You know what I mean? It's maybe. Like, all right, let's see what we got here. So I'm going to go with the Washington Nationals -126. I'm going to take the Atlanta Braves +108. I will take the Toronto Blue Jays -144. Houston Astros -120. And that is it for the early games for me.
I'm going to take a shot. The only difference is I like the Phillies with Wheeler -126. I'm going to take the Nationals as well with Corbin. The guy actually has a great ERA against Pittsburgh in his last three starts, -126. And I will take the Jays -144. Here's my pooch. Oh, the night, Oakland +1.5, -115. I'm also going to take a shot on Oakland +172. And the first five +166 with the Oakland A's. Small play on the Minnesota Twins in game two of the doubleheader, -110. Straight pick. Let's go.
All right, we're going to have more action, too, coming up. These are just the early, early 7 o'clock games. We'll get into the 7-11 games, the 7-21 games, the 7-40 games, the 8 o'clock games. Steve, we'll get a different perspective. Steve Merrill will step up and in and join us. We'll see who Sharapan is, what jersey he's rocking tonight, and who's he's mushing. I don't know. So last night he said he wore Oakland because he was on Oakland, and they lost 9-5. So I don't know what worked for him. Nothing.
I don't
works.
Know what we're going to do. Yeah. Whatever it is, I don't like it.
See, you notice what I do, Kim? I'm just wearing a Bills jersey. They're not playing. Yeah. There's no effect on anything.
Exactly. No, and you know what's going to happen with the Bills results anyway. We never know with Sharapan if he's on it or against it. You know, we don't know.
Hopefully the Bills results are better this year than they have been in the last 62 years.
I hope so.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.